I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More challenges have arisen since Haiti's devastating earthquake almost a year ago. One of them, cholera, says Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm.
Every day, several hundred people still are coming to these areas who are sick with cholera. Cholera is a disease that can be easily treated, but if it's not treated, it can kill someone in less than a day. And so those who are coming often are very sick. But with some basic care and some fluids, we can save their lives.
People are coming to Christ as Christians minister to their needs. Meanwhile, today there are more than 140 million orphans around the world. Last month, we asked you to join Orphans Heart and other Christians around the world for the 40 Days for the Fatherless prayer effort, specifically to pray for the many needs at their Guatemalan Children's Malnutrition Center. Brian Gilpin with Orphans Heart says prayers were answered.
A group of pharmaceutical company representatives gave more than 50 cases of children's medications for the Malnutrition Center. Many of these medications are very expensive, and in fact, it's one of the greatest costs that we have at the center.
And Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries experienced harassment from anti-Christian extremists this Christmas. A pastor received flack after many people received gifts from the Gospel for Asia gift catalog. Extremists were regularly harassing Christians, accused the ministry of forcing people into Christianity by giving them gifts. Pray that the gift recipients and the extremists would come to faith, not because of the gifts, but because of the true encounter with Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the MNN Daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.